Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The campaign continues today after the first debate among the Democrats vying to succeed the late Senator Ted Kennedy. Here's a little of what they said last night. You'll hear from Stephen Pagliuca, Martha Coakley, Michael Capuano, and Alan Casey.
We need to fix health care, and we need to fix the financial system. I have 25 years of experience in working in these industries. I can do that for Massachusetts.
I believe that we need to get out of this economic recession, grow jobs here in Massachusetts, and hold Wall Street accountable so this never happens again. I think we need health care.
I had the courage to vote against the Iraq War. I had the courage to vote against the Patriot Act. I've had the courage to bring home and the ability to bring home more money into this district, into my district, into this Commonwealth than any other member in a long time.
So my pitch to you is let's keep these terrific leaders where they are, and you get me too. You know, we had a good debate tonight, but this is a big Senate seat, as the Globe said. So I'm challenging the other candidates tonight to weekly televised primetime debates so that the citizens...
It is indeed a big Senate seat, as Alan Casey mentioned there. So the big question this morning is, did the candidates improve their chances of winning the Democratic primary coming up fast on December 8th? Our political analysts weigh in with their opinions, Republican Todd Domke and, first off, Democrat Dan Payne.
All the candidates are trying to make distinctions and differences, and I was surprised that with Martha Coakley being in the lead in most polls, that none of the non-Coakley candidates tried to take her on, tried to knock her down a bit. So in that respect, I think Coakley wound up winning by default.
Todd.
I'd have to agree. The three male candidates just seem to be afraid of taking on Martha Coakley. Now, the format didn't allow them to really debate among themselves that much, but candidates can always get around the rules and take a shot. But they chose not to. I think they feared backlash if it seemed like the three male candidates perhaps were ganging up on the female candidate. But she is the front runner. They are far behind, according to the polls, and they remain behind after this debate.
Let's talk briefly about each of the candidates, what they did right, what they did wrong, and start with Martha Coakley, Todd.
Well, she didn't make any mistakes. That was her basic strategy going into this debate. She was lackluster. She was uninteresting in every answer, but she did what she had to do. She's trying to run out the clock, and she didn't give them fodder. She didn't give them ammunition, so she came out on top.
Dan?
Yeah, she gave a good answer when she was asked about Afghanistan. She talked about the loss of life, both American lives and lives in Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Iraq. And I thought that was her best moment in the debate. She was really playing an empathetic woman and probably gave a lot of people who weren't sure about her on the war, gave them some comfort.
Congressman Capuano, Dan.
Well, let me just say that Mike Capuano needs to have his caffeine intake monitored closely because he was very edgy, almost angry. He was disagreeing with Peter Mead, the moderator, and he needs to tone it down in debates.
That's right. There are ways to disagree without being disagreeable. He came across as argumentative and harsh. So in terms of likability, he lost ground. Now, he made some good points. He did remind people that as a congressman, he actually knows the issues. He would have some clout going in, but he really failed to motivate undecided voters because, in terms of persona, he lost the debate.
Another candidate, City Year co-founder Alan Casey, your take on how he did?
Well, he came across as very sincere and genuine, and he's a good-hearted fellow. But he really wasn't galvanizing. He didn't come up with any surprise to make people think, oh, let me listen to this guy more. Also, at times, seemed almost to be filibustering that he talked too long.
Dan Payne, Alan Casey.
Yeah, Alan needs to define his USP, his unique selling proposition. Instead of throwing out 6 points to every answer, he needs to have one overarching point and then tuck an answer into that. He's new at this. He's never done this before, and it showed.
And the fourth of the candidates, Steve Pagliuca.
Pagliuca looked like a man who's never done anything like this before or thought about a lot of these issues, much less spoken about these issues. He seemed scripted and stiff. And if you were a political junkie, as the people are who are going to be voting in this special election, it'll be a low turnout election. Steve Pagliuca didn't give you much comfort.
I agree. He comes in fourth in the ranking of the candidates in terms of their performance. He's the Democratic Mitt Romney in that he's running on his bio as a successful businessman. But that doesn't work so well with Democratic primary voters.
When this campaign started not that long ago, a few short weeks following the death of Ted Kennedy, it seemed like the legacy and the memory of Ted Kennedy, who's most like Ted Kennedy, was going to perhaps be the driving issue of this campaign. Dan, has that moment passed? Is this more about these candidates than it is about Ted Kennedy now?
Yeah, it's the farther we get away from the death of Senator Kennedy, the more the candidates themselves have to stand on their own. And Mike Capuano, who said almost from the beginning and has said consistently, I'm going to be the most like Ted Kennedy, even he dropped that, didn't really try to make himself the natural heir to Ted Kennedy, as he'd been saying. So now they're standing on their own. Now they've got to make their own argument, irrespective of Ted Kennedy.
On the issues raised, there was a lot of talk about the economy, jobs, whether to increase U.S. troop levels in Afghanistan, whether there should be another federal stimulus package, Todd. Did any of the candidates distinguish themselves on any of these issues?
Not really. Not in the sense of a contrast between them. In a case like this, when you have four candidates, the candidate who separates himself from the others in a positive way, seeming to come across as, I am the one who can do X or Y. I could be, for example, I am the one who could be a catalyst for turning around the state economy. Somebody who does that sort of thing with conviction and with plausibility can win. But in this case, they sounded identical on policy.
Dan.
Yeah, because the candidates agreed on so many issues and gave very similar answers, it really became a matter of style. Do you like your candidates cool, like Martha Coakley, or do you prefer your candidates to be hot, like Mike Capuano? So how you see what happened depends to some extent on whose style you prefer.
There's been some spin that it's a two-horse race between Martha Coakley and Michael Capuano. To what extent did this debate change that or not?
Well, if it is a two-horse race, Martha is riding a stallion and Capuano is on a Shetland pony. I mean, he's far behind. And the other two, are still at the gate. Basically, the thing they need to have happen is to change the dynamic of the race where Martha Coakley, arguing that she is the front runner and therefore inevitable, starts to lose ground with voters, that they find that that's not a convincing enough argument to get out and vote for. And these other three candidates have some serious reassessing to do now about strategy after this debate.
So yeah, then what's the challenge for these campaigns going forward?
Well, there was nothing that happened in last night's debate that would make you want to watch another one. And so what's going to happen, as happens in so many campaigns, is that TV spending becomes the determining factor. And right now, that favors Pagliuca. That doesn't mean he's going to win, but he's going to have a lot of TV presence. And I would imagine Martha Coakley will start her TV advertising fairly soon. Capuano's already been on TV. And Alan Casey has $1 million he raised in September, may have another good month in October. He could be doing TV. So pretty soon, this will be a TV commercials campaign and not driven by debates.
Dan Payne, Todd Domke, thanks a lot for coming in.
Always glad to help.
Good to be with you.